News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, Mayo County Council worker Celine King has been waiting for a year and a half for an essential procedure on her heart. She's been taking part in News Talk's Take Home a TD series, where she's highlighting the waiting list situation for public patients around the country. A Fianna Fáil and Mayo TD, Lisa Chambers, is the politician who's been spending time with Celine. Our reporter Aideen Finnegan has been to Castlebar to find out how they got on.
Celine King works for Mayo County Council. She's the traffic and litter warden for the Castlebar area. This morning, we're walking around the scenic Loch Lanna on the lookout for any dog walkers who may not be cleaning up after their pets.
What I normally do then in the mornings, the other warden will as well, Audrey, will take a walk down here and look for poo. That's what we do, our poo patrol. I don't know who invented the phrase poo patrol, but
they obviously have kids in the house watching Paw Patrol.
That's probably what it is.
Celine's not kidding. She's checking in with the pet owners we meet along the way.
Hello, how are you? Do you have your poo bag with you?
No.
Did you forget it? Yeah, this is the poo bag. And so it opens up into the bag, and then you pop it onto the floor and scoop it up. And then we put it into the bins provided.
Celine's been given exclusive access to a local politician as part of News Talk's Take Home a TD series. Fianna Fáil's Lisa Chambers is shadowing Celine as she goes about her day's work.
Take Home a TD, exclusively on News Talk.
You're from Castlebar?
I'm actually Galway. I'm a blow-in from Galway. I'm here about 20 years, but I don't tell anyone. They all know now. When the match is on, I just cheer quietly for Galway.
And how long are you working for the council?
I'm only a year and a half. I'm a year and a half in the door.
What sort of political leanings do you have, or who would you have voted for in the past?
I don't have any real political leanings. I tend to vote for the person I feel will do the best for the town, for the community in general, and of course for the country.
Good morning.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Celine. How are you?
We meet Fianna Fáil's Lisa Chambers at the County Hall in Castlebar.
How long have you been a TD?
Since 2016, so I'm part of the new intake in the 32nd Dáil. So I ran in the 2014 local elections and served as a local councillor here in the Castlebar Municipal District from 2014 to 2016, and then went for the Dáil again in 2016 and was elected on that occasion.
Sure, will we get going, so?
Okay.
Yeah. So, Celine, we're outside the County Hall. Where are we off to?
We're going to go up towards the bus stop, which is just about a two-minute walk. Of course, this job involves literally walking 6 to 8 hours a day. So if this rain gets any heavier, we can stand in an archway for a few minutes, let the shower pass, and then continue on.
My impression, Celine, is that Castlebar, from what I've seen, is very clean and tidy. So
Thank you. Is that
down to your hard work, or is there a lot of community pride, or is it both?
There's a lot of community pride in Castlebar. Our tidy towns are very active. And I suppose we've also been very proactive in the last year and a half in regards to finding litter, finding bags, what we tend to do. I say we, there is another warden employed, is that we would actually physically search bags on the street so people see us doing it, that they know they cannot get away with it.
What would you like to see policymakers do to try and combat litter?
I think the policymakers' hands are tied. The policy is there, the bylaws are there, and I think it's up to the individual person, the community. I find that the policymakers, the public sector, they're all blamed, oh, this is dirty, you're not cleaning up this. But who has made the mess in the first place? Who can take responsibility for it?
I'd agree to you to a certain extent. I mean, we can't always be just picking up after people and saying it's somebody else's fault and somebody else's problem.
Yeah.
I mean, the issue is that people throw litter and, you know, they dump illegally, and that's not okay.
While Celine pounds the pavement working for her community, she actually runs the risk of having a stroke at any time.
I've slowed my pace a bit now.
Sorry.
It's like a kilo over on you.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
She's been on a waiting list for the last 18 months for a procedure to address a heart condition.
Yeah.
That's terrible. You have to kind of live like that, though.
Yeah, that's you. Well, you're always conscious of it. It's always there behind you,
of
in the back of
you
your
are,
head, you know.
And we sit down with Lisa to discuss the situation. It's lashing here in Castlebar. So Celine King and Fianna Fáil's Lisa Chambers and I duck into Joe's, the local cafe.
Hello.
How are you keeping?
How are you, folks? How are things?
Good. How are you?
Are you parish? Are you?
We're going to sit down and get inside if you want.
Having discussed litter and illegal dumping earlier, attention now turns to Celine's precarious health situation.
Celine, you're waiting on an operation, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm waiting on a procedure in the matter up in Dublin. I've been on the list, I suppose, nearly 18 months now.
Can I ask what the condition is?
The condition is called atrial fibrillation. I think the main concern about atrial fibrillation is the risk of stroke. You have an increased risk of stroke because the blood isn't being pumped through. Now, there are medications that I'm on. There are days where my energy will be in my boots because it's not beating efficiently.
How far into the 18 months are you?
I'm 18 months in. It's a 2-year waiting list, so I'm nearly there. I've stopped thinking about it because stress is one of my triggers.
Have you ever had health insurance or?
No, I never had health insurance. I was self-employed from a very young age. I never had enough money to pay for insurance. I find as a single woman, renting a house by myself, living by myself on a fairly nice wage, you know, that should keep people going, I'm broke. I'm not entitled to a medical card, but I spend close on €300 a month on medication. I actually went private to a consultant up in the cardiac unit up in Galway Clinic. I just paid that out of my own back pocket just to try and get on a list. That consultant said, oh, you need this ablation, which is a procedure. And he says, and you're a great candidate, you're fit, you're strong. And he thought I was on private. And he said, what date in 2 weeks' time will suit you? Yeah. And to this day, that still upsets me.
It's all right.
Yeah, because, you know, as I said, I do my best to try not to get stressed about it and keep the happy face, but when you talk about it and when you hear that I could get this done in 2 weeks' time and I can't, that's really frustrating. It's really actually annoying. And if I could curse, I would. It is really, really annoying.
Lisa, waiting lists are obviously a big problem. If you were in government tomorrow, can you tell me what you would do to address the waiting list issue?
I think the waiting list, it's not acceptable. I'm really upset to hear Celine's story. I got a call yesterday from a hospital in Belfast that were marketing to me as a TD in the Republic of Ireland that if I had patients on waiting lists for cataracts and for hip operations and knee operations, that I could send my constituents up to Belfast under the cross-border treatment directive to get their treatment done there and they'd be refunded, and that the hospital in Belfast would offer them discounts in the restaurant next door, would offer their family discounts in the local hotel if they needed to stay over. So there's actually a whole industry and a business. Like, the Irish taxpayer is still paying for that. The most operations are refunded 100%, some maybe 95%, but you pretty much get all of your money back. The problem is you have to pay up front, and it takes about 12 weeks post-surgery to get reimbursed. So this is the stuff that's going on. It's incredible what's going on. It's so wrong. You know, but if somebody comes to me to say, you know, my mum or my dad has been on a waiting list for 2 years to get a hip replacement, you know, I'm going to tell them about the cross-border treatment directive because I would want to know about it if it was my mum or dad.
So pretend you're in government just for the sake of argument. What are you going to do to address this problem?
But very basically, sitting down, I mean, the Minister for Health is ultimately responsible. I know that the board of the HSE is coming back. Taking away the board was a bad move. But getting the hospitals working so that you can get your diagnostic test done after 6 o'clock in the evening. There's no reason you shouldn't get an x-ray after 6 in the evening or a CT scan or an MRI.
I absolutely agree. I'm just wondering, how do you actually implement that change?
Well, I mean, that is the job of the minister. It is the job of the HSE board. And then it's the job of management within each individual hospital. So it will involve going to the hospital manager and saying, what do you need? What do you need to get your operating theatres running 24/7 if that's what's needed? Like, it's a very difficult question to ask an individual. I'm not in the Department of Health. I'm not the Minister for Health. I'm not in government.
But you'd like to be in government. So
absolutely.
How would you see yourself doing it if you got the job?
First of all, we would make health a priority. We would make getting waiting lists reduced to a reasonable level a priority. But, you know, where I would start in the brief of health, you can't make those decisions without evidence to back them up. So I don't think any responsible politician should be making those promises.
After hiding from a wet morning, the sun is finally shining and we're back out on the street in Castlebar.
What have you learned today from listening to Celine?
I find that quite upsetting because, like, my job can be difficult in that I want to do something about it and I have the ability to help, but it's just really difficult to try and help everybody and to fix such a broken system. So it makes the job very frustrating. Leaving somebody to languish waiting for treatment is just wrong, and we don't do enough about it. We just need to get to grips with that. It can't be
we can't be back here in 10 years' time with the next set of politicians wondering why is the system still broken and why haven't you fixed it yet?
I can hear that you know, you're very genuine and very passionate about it. I suppose people listening might just think, this all sounds great, but you're in opposition. Like, when people get into government, you know, stuff, if it doesn't happen, they get very disillusioned.
Yeah, like, I mean, talk is cheap and words are easy. Actions are more difficult. And I suppose being in the job, I'm probably more aware of how difficult it is to make the changes, but I still believe they can be done.
And Celine, how do you feel now having spent the day with Lisa? I mean, do you feel comforted by that? Do you feel like you've been listened to?
The proof will be in the pudding. I do feel listened to, very sincerely listened to, thank you very much. But at the end of the day, Lisa is not the health minister at the moment. It's Simon Harris, and he needs to do his job, you know. But it's good to be heard, it's good to be listened to, you know, and if anything, if somebody else hears this, you know, and moves it on for themselves as well, I mean, that's good as well.
That report by Aideen Finnegan, of course, is part of our Take Home a TD series here on News Talk all this week. You can also check out Celine's story on video, and indeed some of the other Take Home a TD videos as well, on our website at newstalk.com.